Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm thrilled you're with us this hour, and I want to remind you that if you've missed any part of today's show or you have to leave us before this hour is over, remember, you'll find everything podcast at your favorite podcaster or go to sabrams.net. You'll find links to the podcasters. You'll find archived audio of each show. So if you want to hear it just streaming, click on the archive shows. If you want to download it, take us with you, go to the podcasts. And if you're driving and you drive out of the range of your favorite radio station, make sure that you tune in to the podcasts and the archived audio so you don't miss anything. You know, I've been talking about the fact that for the most part, at the moment, our passports aren't good for much. And aside from our passports not being good for much, I think we have a national and civic obligation to do our best to support the travel industry in the U.S. Some of the finest places are suffering miserably over the last 13 months. And I remember having on the air with me back in, I'm going to say June or early July 2020, when we were still in Ireland and caught in the lockdown. We were in Ireland for 5 months in 2020. I'm not complaining about it. It was a marvelous experience, frankly. But we continued to produce radio and television and online features the entire time. And I had on the air with me Chip Rogers, who's the CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. And when I actually spoke to him, I knew he was about to release a press release. So when the recording we did with him aired, the press release had just come out, but I kind of had a glimpse into it a week or so before. And in that press release, going back to June, July 2020, he pointed out that 80% of the hotels in America were on the verge of financial collapse. Now, can you imagine what tourism destinations would look like if they were 80% boarded up? It would certainly put a damper on your experience because it wouldn't look like you expected it to look. It wouldn't have the facilities you expected to find. And so I've heard a lot of fancy pants people with marvelous titles who, by the way, get paid every Friday, talking about their basic message being don't travel. Do not travel. Three words, do not travel. I'm so sick of hearing it. Because if you can get out of your house safely and go to the local gasoline station safely and fill up your car safely, all of which means you're avoiding up close and personal contact with people. You're wearing maybe latex gloves. You're wearing a mask. You're keeping your distance from people. If you can do that at home, you can do that on a road trip. If you can go online and order your groceries from a national brand of supermarkets, and I'm going to tell you, we get all our supermarket supplies from Walmart. And we've got a couple of choices south of us and north of us. We go a little bit north of us. And we do click and collect. We contactless. We've been doing it since we got home from Ireland the end of July. And in Ireland, my groceries for the first, from the 16th of March 2020 until June 2nd was my first delivery directly to me from a big supermarket chain in Northern Ireland called Asda, which I was told was owned by Walmart, but somebody told me the other day they, either sold it or they don't own it. I don't know. It operates the same way, same kind of store. But until I could get on the list to get a time slot was June 2020. So from March 16 to June 2nd, 2020, I would email my grocery list to the woman who owned the pub up the road. And she would go and collect it and deliver it to our front door for months. God bless her, Martha Davis. And may her tribe increase. We had great neighbors in Ireland. we never were up close and personal with any of them. You actually can see Martha Davis. I want to say it's in either vlog number one or vlog number two of Stephanie's Corona Voyage at sabrams.net. And it's the first or second vlog, we incorporated Martha delivering. She'd come with a dolly and pile it all up. She looked like a bellman or a red cap at the airport or the train station. But instead of luggage, it was bins filled with groceries for us. Kept us alive all those months. So, you know, if you can do that, you can do that on the road. If you don't feel comfortable to go to a restaurant or drive through a takeout, you can do contactless pickup. And, you know, we're coming into the best part of the year everywhere. Everywhere. So I am sure you will have no trouble on a road trip picnicking. Make sure you travel with a picnic camper in your trunk. With everything you need, knives, forks, whatever. And you check into your hotel, wash everything up, unless there's a place in the park that you're stopping at, you know, where there are picnic tables. And there are plenty of places that in the last 13, 14 months have gone out of their way to create outdoor distance dining. And with more and more people being vaccinated, and fewer places that are interested in seeing us outside the U.S., keep your business home for a while and help support tourism in America. And one of the things I've been talking about are places you can go that make you feel like you're somewhere out of the country. There's a whole section in Boston looks like Ireland, looks like Dublin. There is Dublin, Ohio. We had on Scott Dring, the CEO of Dublin, Ohio Tourism a few weeks ago. You can find it podcast and archived at sabrams.net or your favorite podcaster talking about Dublin, Ohio. We just finished talking with Ralph Mahana, the general manager of the Windsor Court Hotel in New Orleans. You want a feeling like you're in a French experience, you'll find it there. And I thought it would be fun this hour if we went somewhere where you don't have to go to London to find the new London Bridge, because the historic London Bridge is in Lake Havasu, Arizona. And on the line waiting to talk with us is the mayor of Lake Havasu City, and he's also the general manager of the London Bridge Hotel Resort. It's a resort. The London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu in Arizona. And we're going to talk with him right after this.
Guests of Stephanie Abrams travel shows when here in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts stay at the delightful and trendy boutique Hotel on North. Visit their website at hotelonnorth.com.
I am thrilled to give you a unique experience by radio in Arizona, where you will find the authentic, deconstructed and reconstructed in Lake Havasu, Arizona, the London Bridge, where you will find the London Bridge Resort, its mayor and general manager of the London Bridge Resort, Cal Sheehy. Thank you so much. This is grand to have you back again. We haven't talked to you in months. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me, Stephanie.
Oh, it's a thrill. I love talking about where you are, and I'm hoping that maybe this fall is the year I make good on my promise and my husband and Erin go woof, our English Springer Spaniel, who just got groomed. She went to the beauty parlor the other day. So look at my website at sabrams.net, and you'll see how gorgeous she looked. She, you know, there's all this talk about people gaining weight, you know, COVID pounds. Well, Erin Go Woof looked like she put on 5 or 10 pounds, but that was just all her winter fur. I should get so lucky that I go get a haircut and look like I lost 20 pounds. That could be good, but it worked for Erin. She looks like a puppy. So we want to put her in the car and take a lovely trip and go cross country, and maybe we'll wend our way out and get to visit you face to face, even if we still have to do it from a distance or with a mask or whatever. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back, because I have so many questions for you on what's cooking in Lake Havasu, Arizona. We'll be right back right after these important messages. Don't leave me.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Curacao, offering vacationers cultural experiences wrapped in history and charming traditional European architecture. A UNESCO World Heritage City on a southern Caribbean island with coves, beaches, and over 60 dive and snorkeling sites. Curacao, feel it for yourself. Visit Curacao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to say a great big hi and shout out to Steve Greeley, who is the chief cook and bottle washer of all things important, owner of the radio station that carries us in Lake Havasu, Arizona. I'm looking at the list, and I'm looking at Alabama, Arkansas, and there's Arizona, so silly girl. KNTR FM 94.3, Lake Havasu, Arizona. And a special shout out to all you fine people who are listening. I can't wait to come out and meet you. Maybe if we can do this right, we'll come out like November, maybe, and we'll all meet up over at the London Bridge Resort and sit down and have a drink together. Wouldn't that be fun? What are you guys doing as it relates to dealing with COVID at the hotel?
Well, you know, we've seen a big decrease in the community spread of COVID, and so those are really fantastic numbers that we're seeing, and we're very hopeful that they're going to continue to be that way. But certainly we're following the mitigation strategies that are known around the country of, you know, wearing masks and face coverings, social distancing, sanitizer, increased protocols for cleanliness in our guests' suites, and, you know, doing all of those things so that our guests are and our team members are safe.
Are masks required anywhere?
They're only required when you're going into a restaurant, a gym, or a fitness center, and in theaters.
Okay. And are people sort of keeping their distance or what?
For the most part, I mean, everyone understands at this point. I mean, we're 13 months into the pandemic, and individuals understand what the best mitigation strategies and best practices are, and they're making, you know, the right choices for them and their families.
Yeah, you know, I was you know, we've all been watching what went on in Miami Beach this past week, and it almost looked like wilding. I was once in Dublin just after the Irish team, and I want to say it was rugby. I think it was the rugby team beat the British rugby team. And, you know, there's a lot. It's like Army-Navy games. There's a lot of competitive spirit there. And people had their faces painted green, white, and orange right down the middle of their faces with, theatrical makeup. And they were wearing Irish flags wrapped around their necks like capes. And they were running in the Temple Bar section, which is it's like Greenwich Village in New York City. I'm trying to think of other neighborhoods it might compare to. But if you ever walked on Rodeo Drive, you know, you get that it doesn't look anything like it in terms of historic buildings and that kind of thing. But it's one of those busy streets that people come to shop and eat, and there are even hotels there. And man, it looked like madness. And nothing that looked like anybody taking any protective measures to do anything, because it was like a big mob scene. A lot of destinations have just gone through this spring break. Is Lake Havasu City a place that people would come, that, you know, college students would come on spring break, or is it a little more refined?
You know, Lake Havasu City is a great destination for all travelers. And traditionally, every spring, we host students that travel for spring break. This past year, many of the West Coast colleges canceled the spring break off of their calendar and moved up the end of their semester by a week.
You know, that was a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, so this year is just a little bit different. But generally, we welcome students every spring, as well as our winter visitors that like to escape the cooler weathers. And we have this combination of visitors that really adds a great vibrancy to our spring season here in Lake Havasu City.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and come back because, you know, we're going to dive into a number of things, both related to the London Bridge Resort and in your capacity as mayor of Lake Havasu City, to learn more about it and get an update since the last time we chatted. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back talking with Cal Sheehy.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Curaçao, offering vacationers cultural experiences wrapped in history and charming traditional European architecture. A UNESCO World Heritage City on a southern Caribbean island with coves, beaches, and over 60 dive and snorkeling sites. Curaçao, feel it for yourself. Visit Curaçao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Cal Sheehy. He is the mayor of Lake Havasu City, and he is also the general manager of the London Bridge Hotel in Lake Havasu. And again, a nice shout out to the folks listening on KNTR FM 94.3 in the region. So hi, all y'all. I'm really looking forward to meeting you. You know, I was just thinking in the commercial break that it may have already occurred to you and to Terrence Concannon, the head of the Lake Havasu Tourism Board. You guys ought to be inviting, if you haven't thought about it yet, Megan and Harry to get a little bit of London in a truly American environment where they'd be very welcome, I'm sure. That would create a little attention, though.
Yes, no, we would love to host Prince Harry and Meghan in Lake Havasu City. They're just a short drive away in California, and we'd love to invite them to Lake Havasu City and experience the London Bridge in America.
So when you say it's a short drive away, what's the closest point in California that somebody who's a traveler or a tourist would want to visit? And how long is that drive?
Yeah, so it's really quick, depending on what part of California. Palm Springs is about 3 hours away. The Los Angeles area is around four and a half hours, depending on traffic and what part of the Los Angeles area you're going to. San Diego is about 5 hours. And then we have, you know, great destinations in Arizona. We're 3 hours from Phoenix, 3.5 hours from Sedona, 3 hours from Flagstaff. So we're centrally located in a really great region in Arizona's west coast.
Oh, that's a great road trip right there. And you know, do you remember a singer named Keely Smith? She was married to Louis Prima. She was the female voice you would hear when Louis Prima was singing Just a Gigolo and that old Black Magic and a whole bunch of other songs. They turned the lounges in Las Vegas into a place that people wanted to come and sit and hear people sing and perform, as opposed to a place where gamblers would park their wives while they went off to gamble. And Keely lived in Palm Springs. And when we did twice for the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the beginning of the 50th anniversary year and the end of the 50th anniversary year of what was then the Riviera Hotel, which at one time was the biggest hotel in Las Vegas with 2,000 rooms. It's been torn down since. But in our 50th anniversary year, we went and broadcast live from the casino. And I asked Keely, who was a great friend, if she would come out and be on the air with me. And she lived in Palm Springs. She said, sure, we'll drive. And I had no idea what a convenient thing that is. So if you were in Lake Havasu, you could, a couple hours and you're in Palm Springs. And I think it's 2 hours from Palm Springs to Las Vegas. That's why Frank Sinatra and Peter Lawford and a whole bunch of other people had homes there, because it was easy to get from there to Vegas. That's very cool. That really puts you in a great spot, doesn't it?
Yes, and we're only 2 hours from Vegas as well. So, again, Lake Havasu City is located in a great region.
Oh,
wow.
The
west coast of Arizona.
Oh, I already have an itinerary in my head that would make me very happy. Yeah, for sure. So, why don't we talk first specifically about the London Bridge Hotel Resort. What makes it a resort, not a hotel?
You know, we're right on the base of the Bridgewater Channel, which is part of Lake Havasu. The London Bridge spans right across the Bridgewater Channel, right adjacent to our property. We have an English village with quaint shops and eateries. We have 122 suites. We're an all-suite property with a 9-hole executive golf course, 12,000 square feet of meeting and banquet space, multiple restaurants, lounges, and nightclubs. So we're a full-service resort and a great getaway for people that want to experience all the outdoor recreation that Lake Havasu City and our region offers. And it's just a great property that is iconic to the London Bridge. And interestingly enough, this year we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the dedication of the world-famous London Bridge here in Lake Havasu City.
I'm trying to remember. It's some time now since we had you on the air with us last, and I'm a little fuzzy on some of the information that you provided, because the conversation was so information intense, I couldn't grasp all of it. So this is a refresher course for me For those who have heard you before on the air and those who are brand new to listening that, you know, regrettably missed out on your interview. So was the fella who was responsible for purchasing the London Bridge, having it disassembled in London, shipped to Arizona and reconstructed in Arizona, was he associated with the hotel, with the London Bridge Resort?
No, he was the founder of our community. We're a master plan community. Robert P. McCulloch was an innovator, an entrepreneur, and a businessman who really saw the great location that was going to become Lake Havasu. It was barren 50 years ago. He was flying over looking for a place to test his outboard engines, McCulloch Motors, and he found this great area on Arizona's west coast on the Colorado River. He purchased the land and started selling the land, and he realized that he needed to have something that was going to really generate interest in his newfound community. And so he, at that time, the London Bridge was sinking into the River Thames, and the City of London put the bridge up for auction. Robert McCulloch was the winning bidder, and they disassembled the bridge over in London and shipped it to America. And then it was reconstructed here in Lake Havasu City over dry land. And at that point, the Bridgewater Channel then was dredged, and the water then flowed underneath the London Bridge, and it's been that way for over 50 years.
You know, when you got to the part about Robert McCulloch flying over the area looking for a place that made sense to test his motors, and that it was deserted, it just reminded me of the vision of Bugsy, who hated to be called Bugsy Siegel, who was responsible for Las Vegas. I mean, you know, you just wonder, would there be a Las Vegas at all, or would it have been somewhere else, the entertainment city that it is, were it not for Bugsy Siegel, for which there is no statue and probably never will be, because, you know, he'd shoot you just as soon as look at you sideways. So he had a bit of not only a trigger finger, but a trigger temper. And, you know, he was a gangster and a bad guy. But, you know, on the other hand, were it not for him and his vision, there wouldn't be a Vegas today. And then, you know, you look at, here's a guy looking for a place to test out his motors, who looks at and says, you know, this has the potential of being a whole lot more. And I am sure, without having any facts whatsoever, that a lot of people told him he's out of his mind, not only for wanting to create something in a deserted area, but also to bring a bridge across an ocean and across North America and set it up. And if you do that, people will come and visit. There has to be some history of negativism. I mean, you know, I don't know a zoning board that won't tell you no before they even hear what you want to talk about. So, and it's not like America has the market cornered on that. That's an international thing. Are there stories of pushback on his ideas?
Well, you know, he was an innovator, and he is the one that found the area. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily deserted as it was pristine. It was just undeveloped land along the West Coast. And so when he purchased that land to build the city, he also put into effect a marketing engine. And so at one point he had the largest airline out here, because he was flying people from cold weather destinations to Lake Havasu City so that he could tour them and show them this great desert oasis here on in Lake Havasu City. And that's how he sold the lots, you know, one lot at a time.
Oh, wow.
Now Lake Havasu City is home to over 55,000 people live in this great community and have access to all this great outdoor recreation and great quality of life.
What airline was that?
What year was that?
No, what airline was that?
It was McCulloch Airlines. It was, the Lake Havasu City based airline. McCulloch Airlines, and he would fly charters throughout the country from cold weather areas and bring potential citizens and land purchasers to the area.
How cool is that? How that's called put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
You gotta admire a person like that, who sees it clearly and is like, you know, if you're not on my train, get off my track because we're coming through.
And he put together a great team. So it was Robert P. McCulloch was obviously the founder, the visionary, and his business partner C.V. Woods, who's also was the planner for our community, also planned Disneyland, and so he was able to have, you know, the magic behind some of the great theme parks of the era, and was able to put some of that magic into the development and plans and vision for Lake Havasu City.
Now, I remember you had a remarkable background history yourself in terms of your own experiences, business experiences, and skill set. At what point, what year did you arrive in Lake Havasu?
I moved here in 1995.
And did you move with an offer to oversee either the London Bridge Resort or something else? Or you just said, let me go out there and see if I like this place and if this is a good fit for me?
My grandparents moved here in the late 70s. And so they lived here a long time. And back in the 90s when we moved here, I was still in school, and so I didn't really have a choice. So my mom brought me out here and transplanted me here in Arizona, which I couldn't be more thankful for. I love this community and everything that it is. So I ended up graduating high school here. I started at the London Bridge Resort as a housekeeper all those years ago, and then have worked through various departments and was able to leave and manage resorts on the East Coast before the owner brought me back out in the general manager role about 18 years ago.
Well, you know, we've just interviewed Ralph Mahana, who is, for the last 3 years, the general manager of the Windsor Court Hotel in New Orleans. And once again, a similar story. He started as the night auditor and night bellman. In case somebody checked in the middle of the night, that became his job to check them in, get them to their room, and then worked in, you know, food options within the hotel and housekeeping and front desk and whatnot. It's a good place to start in this business, people, especially if you want to be a GM. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're wrapping up this hour with Cal Sheehy. He is the mayor of Lake Havasu City in Arizona, and he is the general manager of the London Bridge Resort. And, you know, I'm just wondering about what is planned in Lake Havasu City. Have you been able to actually do more than just encourage people to come and enjoy? Have you been able to plan any events or festivals or, you know, celebrate anything you might ordinarily celebrate that you are or you're not, you know, you didn't do last year, you might do this year? What's cooking?
Yeah, so we've been very fortunate through the last year with increased demand and increased interest in our area. And so folks would come to Lake Havasu City, again, because of all of the outdoor recreation opportunities we have. You know, they automatically are physically distant. So if you're on a boat on the lake or you're fishing, off-roading, hiking, doing any of those types of things, it really created a renewed interest in our community. So we've been quite busy through the last year and into the spring, and we're forecasting all the way through the summer. And we've just started having smaller street festivals and fairs and those types of things are starting to come back, as well as some of our iconic events are in the planning stages later in the spring to come forward and be able to invite our residents and visitors to participate in these different functions and events throughout our community.
Do you have a favorite one?
Do I have a favorite one?
Yeah.
You know, like,
is there something you look forward to every year?
Yeah, we have really great events. So if you have not experienced the Lake Havasu City event, I encourage you to go to GoLakeHavasu.com and check out our event lineup. But we have a wide variety of them. So,
like what?
Starts with Desert Storm, which are you know, these large boats that are just beautiful. They do a shootout, and they do a poker run on the lake. We have a great Christmas Festival of Lights that is adjacent to the London Bridge in English Village. We have a boat parade of lights, which is another fantastic event. We have Relics and Rods Car Show, which is a great event on our golf course. There's just so many events that happen. The IJSBA.
Talk to me about hot air ballooning.
Yeah, that's every January. We have our Balloon Festival, which is another great event that we have. Nearly 80 balloons participate, and thousands of visitors come out. Obviously, it was canceled this past year, but looking forward to be able to having it in 2022.
You know, years ago, we went up to Caribou, Maine, so that we could be there for the Hot Air Balloon Festival. And I met a fellow, I interviewed him in Maine, and he was on his way to Arizona. And I don't remember where in Arizona he went to. It well might have been Lake Havasu. And we did an interview with him by telephone when he was in Arizona about to get in his balloon. And, you know, it's such a gorgeous sight, isn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing more beautiful than seeing these really colorful balloons light up the sky and having the backdrop be the London Bridge and the beautiful Lake Havasu.
If somebody wanted to have a family reunion, especially if you've got family on the West Coast and in the Midwest, and Arizona is an easy place to get to by air, and certainly if you're in the Midwest or the West, it's an easy place to get to by car. If somebody wanted to do a destination wedding or a family reunion or whatever, gather up the folks in one place, would that be something you'd be interested in hosting at your hotel?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah, London Bridge Resort, it has a full-service catering division, and we look forward to welcoming back guests in that environment with group travel and group dining.
What is the maximum heads and beds at the hotel?
We have 122 suites, so we're an all-suite property. So 122 suites is what we have.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a nice size.
Yes.
You know, and yeah. So, well, people, give it some thought. You know, what fun. This is a city with a sense of humor. And you have to love that. That offers a lot, and a lot of warm, friendly people waiting to receive you. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I want to thank all of you for listening today. Remember, go to sabrams.net and check out the podcast, the archived audio, the video that's archived there of the TV shows and everything else, and come back next time. Gotta fly now.